2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But in this discourse I concentrate on verse 18, or at least the first half of it. Therefore, dear friends, I read the whole passage. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, since you know there's going to be this final judgment, and there's going to be this new heavens and new earth, therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. There's the danger. And now the duty. Well, the duty is, be on your guard. But now we come to this. Be on your guard, and in addition to that, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. What must we do? But, says the apostle, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But of course, as we know, we can't by thought and effort, as it were, add an inch to our stature. We can't grow in that sense. But we must take all the necessary steps to encourage that growth. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This verse does not contain the whole sum of the new covenant for the believer. No. But what it does contain and what it does say is this, that I, as a believer, you, brother and sister, we have responsibility. We have this responsibility. God commands us. It's not an incidental or a luxury or an option or a good idea or a suggestion, good advice. No, it's a direct imperative. I know some people in the New Covenant theology fight shy of these imperatives being in the law of Christ. Don't want it. They're wrong. The apostle here could not be more commanding. It is my responsibility. It is yours, brother and sister. In the light and in the face of these lawless men who are scoffing and mocking and distorting the scriptures, how can we be on our guard? How should we stand? By growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I say it's not an incidental, it's not a luxury, it's an obligation. And we must intend to grow, we must want to grow, we must be determined to grow, and we must take every step to grow in grace and in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Used to do two illustrations. My wife and I had three children. They didn't just grow inevitably. They had to be fed, disciplined, trained, brought up, given exercise, disciplined in the right way, given food and nurture and culture and everything else to develop them. And so they did grow. We couldn't make them grow by all we did, but what we did provided the means for their growth. It wasn't our effort only. God was working in their growth, but he was using our effort. I was a gardener for many years. You don't just sow the seed and walk away. You have to cultivate. You have to water. You have to weed. You have to train the plants. You have to tie them in. You have to cultivate them, as I say. And that's the same in the spiritual life. Of course, I can have texts which speak of God doing it, the power of the Spirit, and I rejoice in that. But this text is full of my responsibility and full of yours, brother and sister. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Clearly, the apostle is talking about what we call progressive sanctification. There is positional sanctification. I am perfect in Christ the moment I believe and trust in him. Hebrews 10:10, Hebrews 10:14. Yes. Romans 8 verse 1, Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. Yes, perfect, washed clean in the blood of Christ, and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Yes. But this is talking about progressive sanctification. holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, Hebrews 12:14, and that is not positional sanctification there. That is progressive. I must grow in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Of course, I can't add to the perfection of my positional sanctification. Nobody's dreaming of that. I can't add to my justification, no. But I have to add to my Christian experience and progress in grace. It's like riding a bicycle. If you stop pedaling, you'll fall off eventually. Keep pedaling. Keep growing. Work out your own salvation, for it is God who works in you. It's not either or. It's both. I'll tell you a story of a lady. She was called Jem. She was talking to a young man about driving. This young man was a professing believer. Both were believers. The young man was notorious for his risk-taking in driving. And he and this lady Jem were talking one day, and he was saying, "Oh, God will look after me." And he was saying to Jem, "God will look after you, Jem." And this is what Jem said. She was an old lady, wise, and this is what she said. "No, he won't. God won't look after me. Now, don't switch off. I'll look after myself, and God will look after me." What does she mean? She was taking every precaution, but trusting in God. Oliver Cromwell again. "Trust in God, my boys, and keep your powder dry." It's the apostle. "Work out your own salvation," Philippians chapter 2. "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do, but you have a responsibility." Grow in what? In the knowledge of your creed? No. Head knowledge? Well, yes. Yes, yes, of course. But it's heart knowledge. It's experience. Grow in the grace and knowledge, the personal experience, in the grace, in the love, in the mercy, in the sweetness of and the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No more of him as Lord. No more of him as Savior. No more of him as Jesus and of Christ. And know him, not know about him. This is what I want. This is why I'm speaking this discourse. For you, my brother, and for you, my sister, and for myself, that I might indeed today grow in the grace, grow more like Christ, more spiritually minded in the knowledge, grace, and love and affection, in all the graces and works of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. I'm not talking to you, unbeliever. I'm not urging you to effort. I'm not commanding you and pressing you to do works. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your sins and be saved. I'm addressing believers. And believers, having come to Christ, have the responsibility and the privilege. It's not a luxury. It's not an incidental. It's an obligation. We must want to. I must be determined to. Growing grace. The grace. And the knowledge of, the experience of, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There used to be a teaching, I think it was Keswick teaching really, which said, "Let go and let God." It's all of the Spirit. And some new covenant men are saying that today. All of the Spirit. Inevitably, their words lead to the view, scripture, an intention, an obligation, and obedience to commands is played down. They have raised their hands in horror at saying this. But that's the logical outcome, and I can see it coming in the future if men go this way. Here is the antidote to it. "Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, all these things I've been speaking to you," says Peter, "be on your guard. You have responsibility here, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position." How are you going to stop that? Back grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why I write. That's why I preach. That's why I issue these discourses. Produce my videos. Why? One of the great ends is to see saints growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Another end has already come earlier in the chapter, verse 15. "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. I do all this for the salvation of sinners, as many as I can to bring to Christ." But the ultimate motive, well, that's the next discourse. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. But this morning, the danger and the duty, part two. Here's the danger. You can fall away by these teachings of these lawless men. What's your duty? Be on your guard. And now today, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.